Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Well, it's Monday. That means it's time to talk entrepreneurship here on Classic Business, to talk about the rocket ship ticket holders and what drives them to build businesses when, let's face it, they are taking risks against the insane odds of failure. Well, my next guest is part inspiration, part energizer bunny, part content creator and thought stimulator. She's written two acclaimed business books and is the founder of the very successful outsourced marketing business At That Point, Juanita Forster. Great to have you on Classic Business. Firstly, tell us a little bit more about your own entrepreneurial journey.
Well, Michael, with such an introduction, there's not much for me left to tell, is there? Thank you so very much for having me. My own entrepreneurial journey started without any planning, without any preparation. It was me being, you know, a naive optimist saying, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Yes, thank you very much for half of the company. Dear colleague who studied with me at university, of course, I want you half your business while you immigrate and I'll run it. Never having run a business in my entire life, never worked in that industry in my entire life, but it seemed like a good idea at the time.
And how did you fund it at that stage? Was it just friends, fools, family, bootstrapping the thing and hope and a wing and a prayer?
I am terrified of debt, so bootstrapping all the way, but I was very lucky that it was an existing business and there was a loyal client base that I could then grow into what the business is today.
And that's really, you know, in terms of your entrepreneurial journey, what you've been really good at is growing new business in content creation and marketing. And you deliver very compelling written case studies and how entrepreneurs can do this themselves, and really compelling talks. That's actually where I met you at the recent cyber conference. So how did this idea of taking what you do internally and externalizing it as part of this part public speaker, part well-known business author come about?
That's a really good question and something that most people wonder about. My knack in business and in life is to make things really simple. I like being able to explain to anyone, whatever their background, a way to get things done, a way to create success for themselves. And that started obviously on the marketing side and the PR side, and finding a way how to run the business that I have now been given and how to make it a success. And not having had any training, no qualification, not wanting to do an MBA, not wanting to do things the traditional way, and having to figure things out for myself. And if you figure things out for yourself, you have to make it really simplified. Otherwise, you'll forget it and you'll get lost in the processes. And after a while, it organically grew into people asking me, well, how did you do that? How can you get to the same place in such a short, simplified, relatively cheap way? So that started in marketing, flowed over into social media training back when social media was still a thing. And then I found myself people asking me for business advice and HR advice and all of these other things that I thought that you needed a formal qualification for. But it seemed then that people wanted less of the formalized answers and more of the simplified, structured, big picture, let's just get it done. No jargon required.
That's what I love. I mean, you said that back when social media was still a thing. Is social media not a thing anymore for marketing? How has that space evolved when it comes to marketing and growing your business? Because I've always been fascinated at the way brands dabble in social media, and those that win versus those that succeed. And those that win are always the ones that are authentic and engage beyond just trying to sell you something versus other people who are just out there to self-promote.
I absolutely love what you're saying. So let me clarify. Back when social media was a thing, it's not a thing anymore because it's part of our lives. So it's not this huge focus area that it was, 10, 12, 15 years now. I'm starting to give away my age ago, when people were wondering, you know, what is this Facebook thing about? And CEOs instructed their PAs to do social media on their behalf. It's part of our lives at the moment. So it's part of a marketing department's toolkit, just by way of being. And I really like what you're saying, and I do agree. There are so many strategies and tips and silver bullets and ad campaigns and whatnots that it can become really complicated. But once again, the most simple and effective way, yes, it takes longer, but the most effective way on social media is to just be yourself online. That's what people want. People don't want this highly constructed, duck-faced, perfectly poised person anymore. They want to hear from people like themselves, and they will trust people like themselves, and they will most probably buy something that you tell them to buy if they've learned that they can trust you, because you're not out there to make a fool of either yourself or of them.
Yeah, bottom line is trust. And it's the same as it's always been with us Homo sapiens, human beings, is that we buy from people that we trust. We make decisions based on what people we trust say about where to travel, or maybe what new movie to go and see, or what new products and service to try. And trust reminds me of, I mean, we've got the Football World Cup kicking off in earnest today. And when you look at what makes successful sports teams, and teams here in particular, not single sports, but it is trust. It's trusting your colleagues on the field. And I think there are lots of parallels between sport and business. They're both uber competitive. They require you to really know the rules before being able to play. And you've got to be able to score goals and set goals. What is the key here to succeed in the game of business?
What the key is to succeed in the game of sports, I've got no idea, except if I have to reference my primary school sports way back when. But what I know about the game of business, and it's definitely a game, what I've seen from watching sports with family and friends and so on, it's unpredictable. You can know the rules as much as you want to. You can be as well prepared as you want to. When you're on that field, it is a second by second, moment by moment ability to adjust, to adapt, and to never, ever, ever lose your focus on what the end goal is and your role in that end goal. And if you're a solo entrepreneur, that becomes a little bit harder, because then you have to be the whole sports team, and it's exhausting. And the same if you're in a team, you can't then say, well, hang on, this is only on me. I am the best this and the best this and the best this, and I can cover the entire field. You've got to be able to trust. You've got to be able to read your team as they adapt and change to the changing status of the game.
And I think that's a great analogy for someone who doesn't really know too much about sports. You've certainly pulled all of the key ingredients together there.
I will not be dropping jargon.
Now, back to the marketing element to all of this. I mean, I think, you know, sport is big business now as well. Every team wants to grow its fan base, because you've got a bigger fan base, then you can attract more people to come and watch. You can make money at the gate. You can sell higher sponsorships and get more advertising. How do you as a business grow your fan base?
You talk to them. So look at what sports teams and celebrities are doing. They are just, and as we said, they are just authentic. They are just available. They are just reachable. They're not on a pedestal anymore. They're not this aspirational brand thing that you have to aspire to. And it's back to the social media thing. Social media has made it possible for famous people, famous brands, even small brands, to come to other people and to create fans from them, from just a basic interest. So say, for instance, you had a customer who bought something once. They're not a fan yet. They're just a customer. So what can you do to turn them into a brand fan? Not sell them more things. That's never the answer. Don't sell them more things. Create different experiences. Create different touch points. Where can they reach you? And if they reach you, are they having the experience that they would want to have if they are a fan of someone? If they come into your store, or if they buy something from you online, or if they procure a service from you, is the entire time that they spend with you, right from ordering to getting the product to reviewing the service to that invoice, is it an environment, is it an experience that will make them want to come back for more? Just because they liked it so much, because they enjoyed the concert that you put on, the show that you put on during doing business with them, does it make them want to come back for more?
Yeah, and that's certainly, you know, chatting to the founders of Yuppie Chef, one of the key ingredients to their success, growing this purely online business, which eventually they went from clicks to bricks, and then they went into the real world, was by selling ordinary everyday things that we need for the kitchen, but doing it in a way that left you, I mean, you'd order this product online and it would come with a personalized little note. It was quirky. Exactly. It was interesting, but more than that, it got you talking about what they were doing and invariably sharing that online with your circle. And lo and behold, look at what they've done.
There you go. And what did it cost them? It cost them a little bit of effort, a little bit of focus, a little bit of employees saying, I care about this, a little bit of the founders and the leaders embedding a culture saying, we will have employees that care enough that they will write that personalized message so that we can grow our fan base.
Well, there we go. Let's hope Bafana Bafana can start reclaiming some of their fan base so we can actually watch a World Cup with more than just a passing interest in the not too distant future. Thank you very much, Juanita Foster, the founder of outsourced marketing business At That Point, sharing her entrepreneurial story with us and also how to succeed in the new game of business here on Classic Business.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice and impact. We'll be right back.